from the Mercy One studio.
Welcome to Straight Talk, a lively discussion on tough issues impacting our lives. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Here's your host, Gene Wells, brought to you by Blackbird Investments.
Well, welcome to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is your weekly dose of news from the diocese and around the world, plus commentary on tough issues that give us angst, not so much today. Though our guests today, they will give you angst. That's their stories will tear at your heart. I'm sure they will. It's Straight Talk right now. You've got questions. We've got answers. Our text line is open as it is every Tuesday at 10. We are a live and local show, so you can text us your questions or comments at 515-223-1150. I'm Jean Wells, and I do count among my many blessings the opportunity to have this microphone to share with you the things that lay on my heart that are, I think, important to all of us in the Catholic community, in the Christian community, to all of our listeners, and especially grateful for Mercy One for sponsoring our studio here at Iowa Catholic Radio, and also grateful to Blackbird Investments for sponsoring Straight Talk. Doing what is challenging because it is right, that is Blackbird Investments. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird believes in giving buildings a new life. For more information, blackbirdinvest.com. Now, on today's show, we are giving thanks to you. Very specifically to you. I know that you are asked to support many worthy causes throughout the year, from feeding the hungry and clothing the naked to visiting the sick, you know, all those corporal works of mercy. Well, on today's show, I have a wonderful, wonderful group of friends who will share the personal stories from their organizations of children and families that have been helped because of your generosity. No one is asking for money today, though I will post their websites on my Facebook page if you want to reach out to them. But just know that we thank you, all of you, for your support of these organizations. And on behalf of all of the people that they serve, we thank you. We know that you are asked so much, and it is our opportunity today to say thank you. So joining me today are folks from St. Thomas More Center in Panora, you know, where they have that faith formation for those kiddos, Mary's Meals that you all know and love, addressing the poverty issue. Holy Family School is here with me. We're talking about the importance of education, and I'll share a story of one of my CTO families. Inner Visions is here, Catholic Charities, and of course, Iowa Catholic Radio. We have a wonderful group of folks. Now, you know, I always like to give you some statistics. Well, according to the Philanthropy Roundtable and their statistics on U.S. generosity, now, after adjusting for inflation, I can give you all the math. Charitable giving by Americans was close to 7 times more than it was 60 years ago. And you're like, well, the population's doubled. Of course it should be more. So, you know, then you do the capital basis and all of that. And we are still 3.5 times more generous than we were. And you think 60 years ago, oh, that was back in the Depression. No, ladies and gentlemen, let's do the math. 60 years ago was in the 1960s. And as a nation, we had seen an increase in the standard of living. And what is gratifying is that we recognized as a society that we have been blessed. And so we can give back to others because of that blessing. Now, this money goes out to so many sources. Nearly 40% of it goes to religious organizations, 19% education, human services, 15%. Healthcare, 11%, you know, overseas, looking at others beyond ourselves. That's what generosity is about. So overseas, arts, nature, all of those things. We are so grateful for your support. Some upcoming events. As you know, Father John Ricardo is coming December 7th. Hopefully you all have your tickets. There has been a flurry of activity. I have been getting emails and questions from all sorts of friends about the event. And of course, you all know me. I'm not shy about telling you where to go. Oh, I mean, what you want to see. Father John Ricardo has touched my heart from a priest from Michigan that has now, as nationwide, I'm sure worldwide because of EWTN broadcast, that it feels like he talks to me individually about my faith. And he is going to be here December 7th, along with the premiere of The Veil Removed, a wonderful 5-minute movie. You can go to iowacatholicradio.com for ticket information. We're at the Iowa Event Center. Plenty of room for all of you. iowacatholicradio.com has all the ticket information on there. Also coming up is a unique opportunity for those of you that know high school seniors or older gentlemen that you think have the characteristics, the prayerfulness of being a priest. Invite them to a retreat with Bishop Johnson. You never know. They may be contemplating a call to seminary. Let them go to this retreat. It's a wonderful opportunity. They can contact Father Ross Parker at 515-237-5050 for more information. That is a wonderful, wonderful retreat opportunity. Some news from this last week. More than 500 youth from across the diocese attended the National Catholic Youth Conference in Indianapolis, and joining them was Bishop Johnson. I love what he said to them. He said, now, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what happens in Indy, in Indianapolis, can't remain a secret. For when you return to the Des Moines Diocese, people will be able to see. They'll say, I know you, but there's something more. The way your lamp lights and burns, for your ongoing friendship with Christ and that oil of your anointing and burning love will help light not only the diocese, but the world. I want to be 18 and go to that again. I can always be a chaperone. That's how I got to go the first time. Fabulous. Take the opportunity, folks, if you ever get to be a chaperone. Last week, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf vetoed a bill that would have banned the abortion of children prenatally diagnosed with Down syndrome. Their state Catholic conference condemned the decision. Governor Wolf's veto will prevent all children with Down syndrome from going on to live happy and fulfilled lives. Had Governor Wolf signed this legislation, he would have ensured the protection of humanity's most vulnerable lives. Very sad. Though, as we look ahead, it's time to make your New Year's resolutions, because this Sunday is the first Sunday of the new year, new liturgical year, and a great time to make New Year's resolutions. When contemplating your desires for 2020, think about this. Are you wanting to make New Year's wishes, like, I wish I'd lose 20 pounds? Or are you going to be resolved? They're New Year's resolutions. So, what you're going to do, be resolved about it. So don't make a laundry list of 1,000 things. Make a one choice to be resolved. When we come back, it's story time of the good works accomplished through the world because of your generosity. Joining me throughout the show, Alex Kautsky from the St. Thomas More Center, Ellen Miller, Mary's Meals, Marty Flaherty, the principal of Holy Family, Teresa Welch, executive director of Inner Visions, Deb Powers, the development director for Catholic Charities, and Belle Chase, the development director here at Iowa Catholic Radio. It's time for Straight Talk right now on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Impoverished children break everyone's heart, but poverty seems like such a big problem. What can one person do to make a difference? For 17 years, Blessman International's passion has been to connect the resources of our donors with sustainable programs that impact the lives of impoverished children in South Africa. Our donors are feeding thousands of hungry children every week, providing basic water and sanitation for impoverished communities, and sharing the love of God in practical ways every day. Go to www.blessmaninternational.org and make your donation today.
Women who have had an abortion are 45% more likely to have another. At Inner Visions Healthcare, we do everything possible to eliminate the perceived need for an abortion in their delicate time of crisis. Our experienced nursing staff seeks to be that soft place to land by providing education, encouragement, and empowerment through our medical services, especially the ultrasound. Since our services and programs are free, we invite you to learn more about ways to get involved in our ministry. Visit ivhcare.org or call 515-440-2273.
Thank you, Big Red Q Quick Print, for underwriting the Sports Report. Family owned and operated since 1980, Big Red Q Quick Print is a full service print shop, ready to help you with all your printing needs with speed and accuracy. Forms, manuals, brochures, letterhead, envelopes, business cards, custom invitations, design and bindery. Big Red Q Quick Print, located across from Merle Hay Mall, online at bigredq-desmoines.com. Big Red Q Quick Print. We make printing easy.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells. I encourage you to text your comments or questions or even applause today to 515-223-1150 as you enjoy the stories of the generosity of your fellow citizens here in Iowa and around the world that are listening to Iowa Catholic Radio. We have some wonderful stories. And joining me, first off, is Alex Kowski. She is the executive director for the St. Thomas More Center in Panora. And most of you say, the St. Thomas Who Center? St. Thomas More Center is the home of Catholic Youth Camp. Alex, welcome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It is such a pleasure to be with you today.
You were my first one to respond that said, yes, I want to be a part of this. So thank you for saying yes. And I know how much my kids loved coming to Catholic Youth Camp and looking forward to what story you have to share.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be able to say yes. We're honestly just really pumped up to be excited. So I want to tell a story, and I'm glad to be able to kick this off, about a junior high camper who came to camp with us this summer, and she actually kind of took a risk. Her family took a risk on camping with us in that they came from the Omaha Diocese, and then she knew no one at camp when she showed up. And so I always like to pay close attention to those campers because we want to make sure that everyone feels plugged in, that everyone feels like they're a part of the community. So I kind of tracked with this family as they were coming in to the camping week, and I made sure that she was comfortable. And
they're camping. Come on. How comfortable can you be?
Well, right, but you want to be comfortable as a junior high kid, right? You want
right.
to be included. So one of the ways that we create the opportunity for encounter with Christ is, I always say this, we just sacrament our kiddos with, or we saturate them with sacrament. So we cover them in prayer, and then we give them space to encounter the Lord in the way that he wants to. But we do that through adoration and reconciliation and daily mass. So the reconciliation adoration night is just something that never will ever get old to me. Being able to see 160 kids go to Jesus in confession is remarkable. So she decided that she was going to go to confession that night, and she... I can share this because her mom has given me permission. She went to Father Ross. And in her confession, she said that she had been struggling with intense anxiety and that she had been working through with her family an eating disorder for the past year. And Father Ross, being the smart guy that he is, said, You know what I want you to do is I want you to go back into adoration, and I want you to just write a letter to Jesus. I want you to be really open with him and honest with him about what this last year has been for you and how you want to move forward. And so her mom finds me at the end of the week. So her daughter went and wrote this letter to Jesus, and she says, I want you to see this. And so she hands me this letter that her daughter wrote to Jesus, and a direct quote from that letter is, Lord, I am sorry for not recognizing sooner that I should trust in you. And I'm sorry for hating myself, because now I know that I was made in your image and that I'm your child. And her mom said, and I spoke with her this morning, that the experience of having recognized that she's not who her friends told her that she was, and she's not who the world and what she saw on social media, that she's not what they say that she is a child of God, has completely transformed her treatment process, and that as a family, it's really transformed the way that they approach her treatment process, and that her experience at CYC was really the spark that ignited this walk of this whole family to bring Jesus into the suffering that the last year has been. And she said that the experience at CYC was a real testimony to the promise of the gospel, that the Lord can make all things good, and that it took going away from everything for a week for them to take a step back from all of the things that they had been through, to have that experience in adoration and reconciliation, for them all to recognize that they need to bring Jesus into this walk, and that none of them are alone in this.
Yeah. Wow. You know, it's so powerful. You know, the kids think they're going to go to camp for fun.
Right.
You know, and it is fun. Camp is a blast.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is an opportunity to away from mom and dad in an environment where they have said, I'm going to be vulnerable, before they ever got in the car at home headed to camp.
Right.
And that you provided that kind of a safe environment for her. Oh, God bless you, Alex.
Oh, well, things like that will never get old. And that's why we do what we do is stories like this. So
160 campers, that's how many you have the whole summer?
No, we have 160 a week.
I know.
We have 1,500. I know, you know. We have 1,500 a summer. So we start early June and we end mid-August, and we go for 11 weeks. And we're just doing this all 11 weeks. So just creating space for kids to have the best week of their entire summer, but to meet the Lord in a way that they haven't before. And it's a really simple formula, but it's wildly effective in creating kids who love their faith and know how to have fun as they do it.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Folks, you can find out all information about the St. Thomas More Center at STM, for St. Thomas More. Clever, right? STMcenter.com. Alex, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a good day.
Oh, I just love that. We all are crying here. How beautiful for that young woman to recognize that. There are adults my age that haven't gotten that to that point yet. And sometimes we need to take ourselves away from our world and to find that peace and quiet. Talking about taking yourselves away from this world, next up is Ellen Miller. Ellen, you all know, I hardly need to introduce her. Mary's Meals, Christ Our Life, goes to Medjugorje, involved with youth. Oh, sorry, Ellen, your time's up.
Grandma of 10, that's my best title ever.
Yeah. And right now you are praying with a good friend of ours, Joe Gazelle, who wears equally as many hats, but Joe is in the hospital and is recovering from a heart attack. So friends, listeners, if you could offer a Hail Mary and a Glory Be for Joe's continued recovery, I know he would appreciate that. Ellen, we want to talk about Mary's Meals and really the food poverty of the world. And you have so many of our listeners that support you.
Mm. Yes, in fact, you know, Mary's Meals in the USA, their biggest outreach is in Iowa and the surrounding areas of the Heartland. So, you know, more people are actively involved in helping to support these beautiful children and the communities that love them. Mm-hmm. So I cannot thank them enough. It's just absolutely beautiful when you see it at work.
Tell us about one of the kiddos. I know you have I know you have 1,000 stories, but Ellen, you only get 5 minutes.
I know, my work is to spread their work, you know, and to share their stories. But, You know, I would say the one that continuously seems to be a thread throughout what I do when I share Mary's Meals is a young little man in an orphanage where I was standing and sharing what we're doing for Mary's Meals and how we're fundraising, how young kids and older kids and, you know, grandmas like me are trying our best to help that they get to school. He raises his hand and he says, "Why do you help us?"
Wow.
And, you know, it was such a hot classroom. It was packed with all of these kids with beautiful eyes and bright smiles. And I thought to myself, can I talk about God here? You know, it kind of paused me for a minute. Like, can I talk about God? And why is he asking this? Does he not know how poor he is? Mm-hmm. And so I took a breath and I said a Hail Mary and I asked the Holy Spirit to give me the words. And I said, as Americans, we believe that nobody should ever go hungry. And as Americans, we understand the importance of an education and the hope that it brings for your tomorrow. Mm. And I love God and I love all God's children. Mm. And that's why we help. And he gave me a smile that still speaks to my heart. Mm. And he thanked me. And I walked away and I said to my Malawian driver, my driver that grew up in Malawi in these villages like these children, I said, why would he ask me such a thing? Doesn't he understand how poor he is? And he said, you have to realize that these kids can barely help themselves, let alone a family member. So when someone like you comes in and offers to help a stranger from another country, it's just unheard of for them. And, you know, they're just trying to wrap their mind around this love that comes halfway around the world. So for all of that, I just want to thank all of our listeners for what they're doing, because it truly does make a difference. It's getting these kids to school and their porridge and their tummies are full and they're getting that education. So thank you.
Well, Ellen, thank you. I mean, understanding, you know, we are so insulated and isolated really from the world and all of its poverty. And we think, oh, our lives have all these horrible, terrible things happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and you tell us some of these stories. And it, you know, it's that jolt of reality that says, mm-hmm. you know, we are blessed. And of course, yeah. we want to share those blessings with others. Folks,
yeah.
if you want to learn more about Mary's Meals, there's marysmealsusa.org. And it's a wonderful website. I was on it last night. So, Ellen, thank you.
thank you so much for joining us today. Oh, thank you. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Oh, a million. I think they're at 1.5 million kids that they're feeding every day now.
Wow.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. And when we – no, we're not. We're going to talk to Teresa Welch first.
Yay.
I got my cart before the horses. Teresa has joined me several times, the executive director for InnerVision. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't have a show, include in our Thanksgiving show, a segment about the sanctity of life.
Yes.
Did you just groan at that news story about Pennsylvania that he could have vetoed that bill?
Every day there's something that comes out that just is distressing.
Right. And we have to just keep that message alive so we know – alive.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Keep that message that people understand the sanctity of life and that there is evil happening throughout the world.
And keep praying. The devil's everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But we're not talking about evil right now.
No.
We're talking about good.
Good.
What
yes.
is your story?
Good. Well, you know, as a medical clinic, we have to, due to patient confidentiality, I can't reveal names, but we're going to call this patient Stacy. Stacy's 16 years old and she's a sophomore in high school. She knew for a few weeks that she was pregnant, but she was afraid to tell her family because she didn't think they'd be supportive. So she confided in her friend's mom, who was very supportive of her and tried to encourage her to talk to her parents. Finally, she did tell her parents, and their first reactions were exactly what she thought they would be. They were very negative. They were shocked and disappointed. They insisted that she get an abortion, and they even made an appointment for her at an abortion clinic. Mm. They felt this was the best decision for Stacy because she wasn't still in high school.
You know, and I think, you know, there's the baby, but it was her soul, and they're saying you are not of value enough that we're going to get rid of a part of you.
Right. And this was not their first grandchild.
How
either.
Devastating.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
just,
my goodness.
I know,
okay.
Which makes it even worse.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Stacy didn't want the abortion. Mm-hmm. She wanted more information, which is exactly what InterVisions does. So a friend recommended that she call InterVisions, and she came into our clinic. And at this point, she was 13 weeks pregnant. She had waited that long. So she was past the time where she could have a chemical abortion or the abortion pill. At this point, if she chose abortion, it would be a surgical abortion, which is so very, very violent, if you know what a surgical abortion is. Yeah. So about learning about the situation, we encouraged her to contact her parents so that they could come in and talk in a safe place. And she was afraid of their reaction, so she decided not to call her parents.
Mm.
So we counseled her on her rights and supplied her with important medical and legal information. We are an affiliate of NIFLA, which is an organization that assists crisis pregnancy clinics with legal counsel and education training. So the nurses contacted NIFLA, and they supplied us with a letter from the Justice League Foundation, which basically said that it is illegal for someone to coerce another person into an abortion regardless of their age. So she left that day.
Oh, and I'm sure the parents didn't like that either.
Oh, they weren't. We knew that they weren't going to. We were really, truly, we were kind of hesitant, but at that point we didn't know what else to do. She was convinced her parents were going to forcefully take her there the next day. So we left not knowing what was going to happen with our situation. We attempted to contact all of our patients, and we try and keep contact with them. Sometimes they don't want us to, and we did lose contact with her for a while. So 2 weeks later, she called and she wanted an appointment. She came in by herself. She was still pregnant, thank God. She told us that she went home that night and told her parents that she didn't want the abortion. They still insisted that she keep it. And the next day, the appointment was for that next day, or she would no longer be able to live with them.
Wow.
So she showed them the letter. And she didn't want to show them the letter. She wanted them to decide this, you know, on their own. But they relented. And she said that they seemed more supportive than they were before, still were not accepting of this. So that day, we did perform an ultrasound with her. And she got to see her beautiful baby, the baby's head and hands and feet, and most importantly, that beautiful, beautiful beating heart.
Mm-hmm.
So
did her parents come with her?
No,
for that?
They didn't. Aww. But we did give her pictures, and she was thinking that maybe she could get her mom to look at the pictures. That's what she was praying for and hoping for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, while her pregnancy isn't, you know, exactly how she would have imagined things, with our nurse's help, she avoided making a decision that she would regret later in her life. And before she left, she turned to our nurse and she said, "Thank you, because I wouldn't have this chance without you." And so, you know, our nurses go through these things every single day, and they need our prayers as much as our patients do. They need to get that strength and to, with every patient, regain that hope and that heart back, that they can do the same exact thing for the next patient that walks through the door.
Wow. You know, parents have such power and authority, as they should, with their children. Yet when it is morally wrong for them, I mean, you understand the parents saying, you know, this is not, you know, this is not good for you.
Not
you're 16. You haven't graduated from high school. But still, have the parents, has she had her baby? Has the parents come around?
She has
had
the baby. We have lost contact with her again.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's okay. Because sometimes, you know, a year or so later, they come back and they bring their baby. And or they might, you know, when they get married and get pregnant again, they come here first. So, you know, we just hope and pray that at some point we can find out what happened to her. But we know that she did have the baby.
Well, God bless her. And God bless your nurses.
Yes.
I mean, every patient comes with a story.
Yes.
And they have to be prepared to deal with them.
Right.
Emotionally as well as physically.
Right. Because they walk that journey with them. It's hard.
That's wonderful.
God bless you. Folks, if you want to know more about InterVisions, you can go to their website, IVHcare.org. And again, I will post all of these websites on my Facebook page, the Straight Talk Radio Facebook page, as well as my own Facebook page, so that you can get those resources. Teresa, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'm, How many babies have you saved?
Almost 900.
Oh,
I know. That's wonderful.
I know.
That is wonderful.
Who knows? They may be the next radio host or director
right.
of InterVisions or principal of Holy Family
That's
School
right.
or development.
I hope
development.
They are.
Yeah.
I hope
yeah.
they are.
Hey, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, speaking of Holy Family, we're going to talk about Holy Family as well as CTO and how they are impacting children through our educational system. You're listening to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Doing what is challenging because it's right. That's Blackbird Investments. In 2013, Blackbird Investments was born from the inspiration of St. Kevin. When it comes to building real estate, they look for creative solutions by forming strategic alliances, creating energy-efficient buildings, and engaging with local craftsmen. At its core, Blackbird Investments believes in giving buildings a new life. BlackbirdInvest.com. Blackbird Investments. Doing what is challenging because it's right.
Vitae Family Care is part of the Iowa Catholic Radio family. Pro-life physician Greg McKernan, a DO, has practiced for 27 years, seeing patients of all ages with just about every kind of need. Dr. McKernan lives his faith as a physician and is trained in NAPRO technology, allowing him to diagnose and treat many female conditions and even markedly reduce the occurrence of a miscarriage. VitaeFamilyCare.com. Remember, Vitae is Latin for life.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Iowa Catholic Radio welcomes At Evening with Father Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, December 7th, 7 p.m. in the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Event Center. Learn more at iowacatholicradio.com. Ut Fidem, Latin for Keep the Faith, strives to develop Dowling Catholic High School students who will keep the faith through college. Ut Fidem does this by supporting students in forming deep personal relationships with Christ through small group ministry and faith mentoring. Learn more about An Evening with Father John Ricardo, sponsored by Ut Fidem, Saturday, December 7th at iowacatholicradio.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Here's your forecast on Iowa Catholic Radio. Rain showers and gusty, about 40 for the afternoon. A mix of rain and snow tonight. Very gusty wind up to 40 miles an hour. And our low near 30, a chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow. Weather is brought to you by Rock Valley Physical Therapy. Outstanding outpatient physical therapy and sports medicine rehabilitation. 7 convenient locations in the Des Moines metro and southwest Iowa area. I'm meteorologist Steve Hamilton on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Welcome back to Straight Talk on Iowa Catholic Radio. This is Jean Wells, and this is our Thanksgiving show, and a very unique show. I mean, normally we give you angst about the things of life. Well, these stories of all of these guests that I have today, they may give you angst, but they're sharing them because of your generosity that have helped all of these wonderful organizations. And we've only cut a slice of the pie. Mm. There are so many entities that you help. But right now, this segment is our education segment because Marty Flaherty is here with me. He's the principal of Holy Family School. And I have a story to share with you about the benefits of a family, of a young man that receives CTO and impact it has on their life. But Holy Family, you take all my CTO money. I mean, come on.
Yes, after Dowling.
After Dowling, that's yeah. Right. Well, you know, you've 90% of your kids get help from us. So
that's right.
That's
right.
A blessing. But we're going to talk first about a story from your school. So who are you going to tell us about?
Well, I've got a second grader and who came to us from the public school. And just a wonderful, wonderful little boy. But he was getting bullied pretty bad in the public school. And I don't want to sit here and besmirch the public schools. They've got a tough row to hoe. But the parents really wanted him to feel like he was safe and that he was worthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And when he came to us, we quickly realized that he had some difficulties with reading. And the parents hinted at that, but we weren't sure what we were getting into. And most of our kids come to us, they don't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's one of our primary purposes after trying to help kids develop a personal relationship with Christ is teaching them how to read and write in English. And so one of our teachers was working with this young man and quickly noticed that there was something going on with his eyes. And she was able to come to me and reach out to the parents, and we were able to get the kid some help. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It is amazing how much that transformed the young man, just making him feel more positive about school. He wasn't as disgruntled. He wasn't as frustrated about it. And he became really, really enthusiastic about learning. And that's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't happen. I mean, he was in the public schools, they had him for 3 years and they never noticed it. And we noticed it in a month and we were able to help the parents, give them the support that they need. And now he's on his way to being an excellent reader and he's real positive about school.
So he's a second grader now?
Yes.
This is just a fresh story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. It is brand new. He's brand new to our system. And it would not – his parents wouldn't have been able to cover the entire cost of tuition.
Mm-hmm.
And CTO is able to support that family so that kid can receive a Christ-centered mm-hmm. education. It's a real blessing.
Well, and thank you. Thank you for that segue to CTO. The story that I want to share is about Marcus. And, you know, you talk about that public school experience.
Mm-hmm.
So he and his older sister and mom belonged to Christ the King. Mm. The older sister was doing very well in public school.
Yeah.
It was a good choice for her. She was succeeding. She was successful.
Mm-hmm.
But this little guy, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just was struggling. I mean, the mom thought that, you know, he's going to end up in prison.
Yes.
He's not going to graduate from high school. I mean, that's the struggles that they were experiencing.
That's right.
And a friend said, well, you should send him to Christ the King. Oh, we can't afford Christ the King. And so oftentimes families just assume that they can't afford it because they hear, well, it's $3,000.
That's
right. They can't afford that. Well, you know, do you know about CTO? You
mm-hmm.
know, I didn't. This is somebody at the parish, and you know, helping to promote that. That little guy, in the first year that he was at Christ the King, he has since graduated from Dowling.
Oh, wow.
We help that family every year with CTO.
That's awesome.
But that first year, he just got his sea legs under him.
Yep.
The teacher is now saying that, you know, Marcus is one of the leaders of the classroom. By the time he graduated from Christ the King, he's talking about, you know, he wants to be an engineer or an astronaut, you know, kind of those things. And he has since gone on. And, you know, you do lose touch with the family.
Sure.
But it was, you know, we talk about school choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, we want to send our kids to Catholic school to get a good Catholic education.
That's right.
And understand the faith. But sometimes it's broader than that. And it's that loving and caring environment where you learn values and virtues and the sacraments and a love of Jesus. And, you know, that's why CTO exists, to help those families make that choice that couldn't otherwise do that. So,
you bet.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit before we take this break, the number of kids that go from Holy Family on to Dowling.
Usually we have the highest percentage of kids that go mm-hmm. from elementary school to Dowling Catholic. And so last year, I think we had 24 of 25 kids that went on to Dowling Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And that number will continue to be very high. Dowling Catholic does an incredible job of coming to those kids and saying, you belong at Dowling Catholic. And we do our best to instill in the kids that Dowling Catholic is your high school. You belong there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've been successful with it mm-hmm. because the percentage of kids that are going there continues to be very, very high.
Mm-hmm. How many kiddos do you have at Holy Family?
We have 252.
Pre-K through 8.
Pre-K through 8. I've got
And are you full?
We are almost full. Mm-hmm. We are almost full. I wish I could say we were full, but we're almost there.
Yeah. Wonderful. If all three of you, we haven't talked to Belle yet, but if you could say one thing to our donors, no, you're not going to ask them for money.
That's right.
I already promised them that. But what would you say? Marty, what would you say to our listeners?
I would say thank you for your support and your ability and your willingness to allow us to provide a faith-filled education mm-hmm. to all of our kids. Without their support, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Teresa, how about you?
Thank you. Thank you because over the years, we've had so much support and prayers and love, and we could not have saved almost 900 babies mm-hmm. without that love and support
yeah.
and prayers.
Mm. Yeah. And Belle, you haven't had a chance to share your stories yet. I know she was trying to decide. She had so many. But right now, if you could share one thing, we're headed up to a break. What would you say to our listeners?
I think just thank you for believing in us and in our mission that we are truly connecting people to Christ, and it's because of you and your support. Otherwise, we couldn't be on the air. So thank you.
Mm.
Golly, I mean, there's so much work to be done, and for our listeners to be so generous. And it's not just their money. I'm a huge proponent that if we believe what the gospel tells us, that we love our neighbors as ourselves. And if our neighbors need help, we're going to help them. You know, that may be with our time in the form of prayer. That may be in our talent in the form of reading or volunteering or being on the radio. Or it might be in our treasure. So, you know, all of those things, we thank you for all of those. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be visiting with Deb Powers, the Development Director for Catholic Charities. Boy, does she have some stories that will bring tears to your eyes. And Belle Chase here from Iowa Catholic Radio and how they connect so many of us through the airwaves and the good deeds that are happening throughout the area. You're listening to Straight Talk right now on Iowa Catholic Radio. Why do folks give to the Catholic Tuition Organization? Probably because they love Catholic schools, right? Partially, but they also like the tax benefits, or they were helped when their kids were in school, or they have been blessed and want to bless others. Whatever the reason, the 65% tax credits are great, and after all, it's for the kids and their future. Online, ctoiowa.org.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Hello, friends. This is Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer and Father Knows Best. And I'm going to be in Des Moines on December 7th, 7 p.m. at the Iowa Events Center Ballroom with Iowa Catholic Radio and Oot Feedem. You can be a part of this extraordinary evening with me, as well as the premiere of The Veil Removed. Learn more about how to get tickets and details about the night. Be part of this extraordinary evening at iowacatholicradio.com. iowacatholicradio.com.
Since 1924, St. Vincent de Paul has been helping those less fortunate work towards self-sufficiency. Last year, St. Vincent de Paul helped over 20,000 individuals with food, clothing, and shelter, while also offering classes in financial literacy, high school completion, career readiness, and prisoner reentry. SVDPDSM.org, 515-282-8327. Shop, donate, volunteer, serve. This message was brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
We're grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet, Executive Director of Iowa Catholic Radio. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift to Iowa Catholic Radio? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 taxes. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Confluence Brewing Company for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Confluence Brewing Company, brewed locally and featuring regular, seasonal, and limited release beers available in their tap room and at local stores, bars, and restaurants. Confluence has a beer garden for you, your family, and friends to enjoy. Confluence Brewing Company is located at 1235 Thomas Beck Road off the bike trail south of Grays Lake and online at confluencebrewing.com. Confluence Brewing Company, where good things come together, ingredients, ideas, and friends.
Welcome back to Straight Talk here at Iowa Catholic Radio. You know, Marty, we did not thank you for joining us.
Oh,
so,
I didn't notice. Thank you.
When you have a live studio audience, yeah, you know, it's kind of fun. So thank you for joining us. I'm Jean Wells, and you're listening to Straight Talk. And today is a special Thanksgiving show to say to our listeners, we recognize that you support not just Iowa Catholic Radio, not just CTO, but you support Holy Family and Inner Visions and Mary's Meals and Catholic Charities and all of these, St. Thomas More Center, all of these various entities that are working so hard to bring the gospel of Christ. And joining me, we're going to have Deb Powers. Deb is with us. She is in a meeting and has stepped out of the meeting just for us. Deb, thank you so much for joining us. Development Director for Catholic Charities.
You're welcome, Jeannie. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, when we were talking about this, you had 15,000 stories, and I'm like, Deb, no. You have to keep.
Well, come on, Jeannie. You have to give me a chance to tell about our work.
I know. But there were two in particular that I wanted to share. You still only get your 5 minutes, my friend. But let's talk about the housing that Catholic Charities provides. We all used to know it as the St. Joseph Shelter, but now it has the Catholic Charities Shelter. So, what is your story about providing housing for those that are in the greatest need?
Well, in providing housing, we are part of a larger system, and we get our referrals through a central release. But when we heard the story of this woman who was released to our shelter, our family shelter, this was a grandmother who had escaped, if you will, a very bad community, a very bad setting, with her two granddaughters. Mm-hmm. Mom had some troubles, and grandma saw the need to take guardianship of the girls and move, and got on a bus and ended up in Des Moines, Iowa, only place she could afford, ended up here, got into our shelter, and grandma had skills, but not a lot, needed to get a job right away. Well, her first concerns were getting the children enrolled in school. Mm-hmm. So in her first 2 days she was here, she got the girls enrolled in school, which was it's less than a block from our shelter, did very well with that, then immediately set herself into learning the bus system, public transportation, and then getting a job.
You know, so and you think, oh, you know, someone that needs to go to a shelter, you know, they have all the other things under control.
Oh, right.
No, they don't have anything under control.
Yeah. She didn't come with a bank account, didn't come with a driver's license, a car, none of the basic needs. So our case managers at the shelter really helped her learn the system. We provide bus tokens. We give them a chance to get around the community, get to know it. And in the, you know, I know I'm limited time.
Yes.
So just demonstrating to her that she was capable, she got a job. It was a job right on the bus route. She got her girls, kept her girls in school, but found that finding an apartment was really challenging. Mm-hmm. So our caseworkers, she wanted a separate room for each of the girls, as we all do, but ended up settling with a two-bedroom house, one for herself, one for the girls, and then it was something that she could afford. And
now, Deb, how long can folks stay in the shelter? I mean, this is like, you know, 1 day, 2 days, you know, until they, you know. So how long can they stay?
They stay for 90 days because we allow them, our goal is to give them all their food, all their snacks, everything so that they can save their money to make that down payment on a house and or apartment and and move on.
Wow.
So it's all about, you know, supporting them in every way they need. Every family has different needs.
And 90 days is key.
90 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then, go to the flip side, you had a story of going to help families over in Council Bluffs area when the flooding occurred.
Yes, part of our program is disaster assistance or natural disasters. Mm-hmm. And when the flooding hit Western Iowa, Bishop Pates knew right away we needed to do something. Grateful to the people of our diocese, they raised $115,000. And we gave that money out in increments of an average of $500. Well, Maureen Kennedy and I went out to Western Iowa, and we were taking grant applications. Jeannie, this young woman, comes in with a little five-year-old boy, explains to me very humbly she didn't have anything left. She had her car, that was all. And her car is the only thing that gets her to and from work. And she asked me quietly for one tire. One tire. I said, well, how are the rest of your tires? We'll just call her Christy.
Yeah.
And Christy looked at me and said, oh, fine. Okay, they're fine. And I said, well, do they need air? How? Well, I put air in them. They're okay. And, you know, she didn't know how to get a quote for tires. She was just a young woman struggling. So we ended up working with a local garage. They got a quote for the tires. She did not want to get more than one tire. That was her. So I talked to the gentleman out there, and he said, we'll get her four tires. We'll take care of her, and be $500.
You know, it's not only those folks that are generous. It's when you are receiving that generosity that you want to humbly accept only what you need so that others can also benefit from what you have.
And well, and Jeannie, we saw that whole room filled with flood survivors, and they're like, oh, no, they needed a little more, so you give them more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to learn about, the good work that Catholic Charities is doing, it's so much broader than just those two stories. Catholic Charities DM for Des Moines, CatholicCharitiesDM.org. Deb, thanks so much. We'll see you shortly.
God bless. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Hey, wrapping up our Thanksgiving show today is Belle Chase. Belle is the development director for Iowa Catholic Radio. And, you know, they have this, you know, changing hearts and minds is our thing, bringing our listeners closer to connecting them with Christ. But also, we so oftentimes have all of these nonprofits on the air to share their stories, which we can be that voice for them. But we oftentimes, you know, it's the individuals that are impacted. And you were sharing a whole bunch of stories. Share a couple.
You know, it's a little bit more difficult because we don't have a tangible product, like a baby in the end, to be able to share the impact that Iowa Catholic Radio has. But the biggest thing I've witnessed is Iowa Catholic Radio has shown up. We've shown up for people who have in their cars, in their homes, in their parishes, in their schools. We've shown up for priests who have discovered they can use us as a conduit for their own mission of connecting people to Christ in the masses. We showed up for 21-year-old Luke, who was driving between Des Moines and Iowa City and happened to land on our radio station. He's a self-proclaimed atheist.
Oh, just happened? Yeah, that's a Holy Spirit moment.
Yes, and now he's listening. And, you know, we showed up for Father Hager, who's actually featured in our year-end appeal because of what he wrote. And I'll read it to you. It's, thanks, thanks, thanks for all you do for others like me and filling the air with ways to home. Being late to the vocation of priesthood, I've had many life experiences, but none so helpful as you all. Maybe that's why I'm so taken in by Iowa Catholic Radio. And we've shown
that's a priest.
That's a priest.
Wow.
We've shown up in Africa to bring Christ to their community. Yep. We've shown up at the Iowa State Fair and offered Christ in confession to thousands.
Didn't Father PJ have like a line of people?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And, you know, and we showed up for the 82-year-old man who is now on fire for Christ, and he sees that he can be, by giving to us, he can be a conduit to connect people with Christ. And he believes if he can just save one soul with our programming, then it's worth it.
God bless
and,
him.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. so there's, you know, it's been so neat to witness all the different ways that Iowa Catholic Radio has shown up, like in, like I said earlier, in their cars and their homes to mm-hmm. priests and for other nonprofit organizations
right.
And promoting their good works in our community.
Belle, thank you so much. Folks, if you don't know Iowa Catholic Radio's website by now, you haven't been listening. IowaCatholicRadio.com. You can find all the information about what's going on around the diocese here. You can listen to all of our podcasts. And I want to give our guests here one more chance to share what they, their gratitude, really, for all of the people that support their work and their, whether it's the folks that provide financial resources or volunteers or the parents that bring their kiddos to school, the women that come to your parish or to your clinic. Belle, what would you want to say to our listeners?
Just thank you. Thank you for supporting all of our mission mm-hmm. and for allowing us to be out there. And, you know, you get to have claim in that before the Lord mm-hmm. one day.
So, IowaCatholicRadio.com. Teresa?
Thank you to, as I said before, to everyone who's praying for us, but especially thank you to our staff and our volunteers who come every single day and sacrifice their thoughts and you know, supporting those women. Thank you so much that we couldn't do it without them.
That's Teresa Welch at Inner Visions, their website, ivhcare.org. Marty?
I want to thank our donors who allow us to provide a quality education to kids.
Yeah,
and encounter the Lord and develop that relationship. Without the support, that couldn't happen.
Yeah. Holy Family, you can find them at HF, Holy Family, HSC, Holy Family Catholic School, DM. So HFCSDM.org. Also, thanks to Alex Kautsky, St. Thomas More, STMCenter.com, Ellen Miller, Mary's Meals USA, .com and CTO is ctoiowa.org, CatholicCharitiesDM.org. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Thanks to our producer, Jimmy Olson. I'm Jean Wells, and today asking St. Nicholas, yes, that's St. Nick, the patron saint of generosity, to guide all of us in kindness and charity as we give back through all God has given us. We're on air because of you, your prayers, and your generosity. Thank you so much. Straight Talk is live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and rebroadcast at 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio. Stay tuned right now for Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo. God bless.
Straight Talk every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio with Gene Wells. Brought to you by Blackbird Investments.